Fafalif, the famous king of Alzial of Honor, is bringing to our attention another facet of the Chur. The heart of the Churban is the fact that the Shekhinah's world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, like Rabbi Yochel, was unplugged. The plug is out. That's the world that we're living in today. The world whose plug is out. It's a dead world. What's the plug? The plug is obviously the Shekhinah pulsing inside the world. And the understanding that even just in terms of Gashmias, in terms of Olam Hazeh, we will focus on this later, this is not the world that Hashem intended. This is a world that is Lamaisa plugged out and basically dead. Now when we talk about the Shekhinah pulsing inside the world, which is what causes the both the Ruchniyazdik and Gashmiyazdik prosperity of Eretz Yisrael, of the world, Klal Yisrael. When we talk about the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara describes the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara describes the supernatural extent to which produce grew, which is in the time of the Bayi Shemi. So, what's the idea? That we're longing for the Beis HaMikdash because figs are going to be much better then? Actually, you'll be able to eat them then. They'll be without bugs. What is that the what we're longing for the Beis HaMikdash for? Well, it's the understanding that the intoxicating taste of fruits was part of the experience of living with the Shekhinah pulsing in our lives. It manifested that way in all areas of life. So, where exactly was the plug pulled out? Where was the Shekhinah? So we all know the Beis HaMikdash. But here we're bringing out another point. The Shekhinah, the way it says it in some of the Sfarim, is that the Shekhinah's presence in our world manifests mainly in three areas. In time, in place, and in the person. Place, obviously we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about Yerushalayim, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Time, we know that there are different times of the year that there is, times have property also, times have their own structures also, and there are times that are more packed with Shekhinah than other times. But as far as we're concerned, perhaps the main point is that the Shekhinah manifests in man, in the person. Golus of Klal Yisrael was a churban in its own right, because this basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Klal Yisrael. We are the carriers of Shekhinah in this world. We're the carriers of Shekhinah in this world, which basically means that, yeah, if Klal Yisrael is goyle me'admasam, if Klal Yisrael is downtrodden, that is the Shekhinah Begalusa. It's an aspect of the Shekhinah Begalusa. This is actually something to appreciate. I'll throw this in parentheses. I don't think we've reached the most uncomfortable point of the day yet, but it's coming. Unless Bezos Hashem, we have the Geula before that. Well, we're really feeling, right, the 9 days have culminated with Tisha B'Av. Besides the no music, no meat, the limited showers, and now we're not even eating. And each person, wherever he's holding physically, when he feels completely like a rag further along in the day, to think to yourself, you know what, I'm actually experiencing reality now. This is a world without Shekhinah. And I am actually a carrier of the Shekhinah. If the world has been divested of Shekhinah, so it makes sense that I'm feeling like an absolute rag. Appreciate that. Your mamish, with the Shekhinah in the Shekhinah's state. This is when you reach the most uncomfortable points of the day today, this is a point to appreciate. Dafka then. When you look at the clock and you can't believe that there's still another hour and a half to go, dafka then, that's the point to sit down and focus that exactly what I'm feeling now, perfect. I am exactly in line with the Shekhinah. Kiviyochel, I'm a shutuf to the Shekhinah in the Shekhinah's state right now. Because again, Klal Yisrael are the carriers of Shekhinah. But here we take it to another level, which is really what Aziel Levanin is bringing up. We have Klal Yisrael as a whole, as carriers of the Shekhinah. But then, each individual, the Talmud Chacham, the Adam HaShalem, the person who makes himself an top-tier Oved Hashem, is an individual carrier of the Shekhinah, not just on the general level of Klal Yisrael, but is an individual carrier of Shekhinah. The more we bring ourselves to that state of Shleimus, the more we are standing out and turning ourselves into, now I am identified as, you want to know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world? He's with that person. And this is the avodah that we each carry as a yachid. And this is what we're noting. This element of Churban, when those yachidim, when the cream of the crop, the carriers of Shekhinah among Klal Yisrael who are the carriers of Shekhinah, were Nechrav, that was a Churban in and of itself. That's a Churban in and of itself. We mentioned a few times that part of the point of the Churban is that the world is basically turned upside down. It's topsy-turvy. Imagine you go to a hospital and you're told, I understand this might actually be relevant now, all the doctors are on strike. The doctors aren't here, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The cleaning staff has decided to step in and rise to the challenge, and they will be performing these surgeries. So it's fine. You have some procedures scheduled for today. Don't worry about it. Very spirited, well-intended, well-meaning bunch of cleaning staff. They're running the situation. They're on top of things. They say, one minute, this is not, like the whole thing is upside down. There's absolutely no sense of stability or security here. The doctors are supposed to be on the top, on top of the situation, right? And you have the cleaning staff underneath making sure that things are clean. So if the doctors can do their job right, things can be sterile. When we lose the Talmidei Chachamim at the top of the hierarchy, that's a world turned topsy-turvy. It's a world that's out of control. It's a world with no sense of stability, with an unclear sense of direction. And that's why we have in both directions, right? We have, on the one hand, we're told that a person of a vazet Talmidei Chachamim, or a person who even says, if the Gemara says, means a person who says, Ma'ahanilon Rabbanu. What are the Chachamim contributing to society? That's the meaning of Mevazet Talmud Chacham. But even if you just take it simply, Mevazet Talmud Chacham, that's called an apikoyres. Why is that called an apikoyres? The answer is that this person is basically denying the ruchnius of this world. Or the way Rabbi Yehuda puts it, he's turning upside down the hierarchy. We are in a spiritually healthy state when our lives are being held and directed from the top by those bringing Torah and Kirvas Hashem to us. That's why it's a fascinating thing. In the other direction, the Gemara says, "Mishiyesh lechel b'zoich b'yisrael lechacham yispalel alav." Person. Very common concept, right? Have a sick person at home, go to a chacham, ask him to daven for you. So the question is, what's the idea with this? What's the idea of going to a chacham and asking him to daven for you? It's like a gimmick. I mean, you can also take medicines, we understand. But if we're talking about, is this a spiritual ishtadlus or a gashmiyistik ishtadlus? Is it kind of like taking medicines? It's another trick, you could try this, you could try that. Or is there actually an element of avodas Hashem here? Is the idea make a spiritual ishtadlus by going to a chacham? If I know that somebody gives brachas and they're miskayim, where is the ruchnius? Where is the avodas Hashem in going to that person for a bracha? So the Rishayim say something very fascinating. It's not just the flip side of the coin. When a person goes to a chacham, when he has a problem, hoping to get bracha through this person, he's putting himself in a right side up world. My connection to the Shekhinah is Avodas Hashem, and I'm recognizing that. Shekhinah and Bracha in our world comes from Avodas Hashem. And therefore, if I look up to those who are greater than me in Avodas Hashem and say, I want to put myself under them and be in line with them, under their Hashpa, which is epitomized by saying, I have a problem. I hope to get bracha through this person. Why? Because he's closer to Hashem than I am. Then, it's exactly the flip side of what Rabbi Eliezer said. You're putting yourself into a correct world. It's fascinating. The Chodesh HaLevavos, when he talks about attaining Avas Hashem, he says you have to have a number of things in place. He says, two bechinas, two yichudim, a few twos. One of them is two knias. First of all, he said, living submitted to Hashem, submissiveness to Hashem. True Avas Hashem can only come if you've gained real submissiveness to Hashem, if you mamish have been lowering yourself Hashem before Hashem in a profound way. And then he says, submissiveness to his oivdim. You can only come to true Avas Hashem after you've gained submissiveness to Hashem's oivdim, which is basically the same point. The world is meant to have a certain order. It's meant to have a certain hierarchy. And when I look up to those who are greater than me in Avodas Hashem and say, I want to be under their instruction, under their hashpa'ah, under their guidance, then the order going up to them, going up to Hashem, I'm living in a right side up world. Whereas when the Kavod of Chachamim is mushpal, and certainly when Chachamim are actually nechrav, and we see them being killed with terrible deaths, that epitomizes Churban for us. That is one of the greatest facets of the Shechina being going to Yisrael. I believe Avi Shapira, I think actually sitting here some 15 years ago or something, told that, I think it was, he said about his father, Chaim Shapiro. He said that he at one point when he was in Siberia, he actually saw the corpse of Rav David Rappaport, Mikdash David, one of the great, great Lamdanim and Torah luminaries of that great Dorotea, contemporary of Chaim. He said he saw his corpse somewhere in the wilderness of Siberia with the wolves eating it, Nachman Litzlan. This is a little bit closer to our times, but the experience is meant to jar us to a tangible realization of what a world that's upside down, what a world that's an absolute korban is. And then we also emphasize the graphic descriptions of their deaths. They were, Kiviyocho, they volunteered to provide the service for Klal Yisrael. What do I mean by that, they volunteered? We actually see in the Chazal, the concept, the Ramchal actually all but spells out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses for these roles people who, when we have Nevi'im, they would be happy to be approached by a Navi and offer the roles. Those are the people Hashem chooses for these roles. To be the Yechidu and Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. But the point is for us to actually see these descriptions and go crazy. In order to spur us to say, Chas v'shalom, their deaths were meant to accomplish something. Their deaths were meant for us to really sense the levels of churban that were caused because of our distance from Hashem, and to spur us in the opposite direction. Halavai. How's that one?